What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Welcome to our, what's today? Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
So out of it this week. God, it is the 28th of May and one step closer to the weekend. Like I said yesterday, this is going to be the longest 4 days.
Yeah, I know, right?
After a holiday Monday, it's like that. Anyway, what's up, Sandy Waters? How are you?
Hello.
Got some cloudy skies coming into us today, but there's a decent sunrise. Man, the sun's getting here before we are these days, which is nice.
I know. Makes you feel like you're running late.
I know.
But you're not.
No, you're all good. You're all good. We will see clouds rolling in as they fill in throughout the end of the day with a slight risk of a shower this afternoon. And a little cooler than yesterday, about 65 degrees for the high. We'll get there. We will get there.
I talked to a landscaper friend of mine because I need to get some work done too in the backyard. And he goes, my schedule is so messed up. I can't get anything done. I can't. And it's not like a big company, right? Like, this is it. He's just him. And he does this small mini business. But it's like, oh my gosh.
So
his income is directly impacted by the freaking rain. He can't get any jobs done. You don't get paid when you don't get the jobs done.
Right. I got stuck in my backyard mowing yesterday. Big old tire tracks. I'm like, oh, jeez. So that, and I was actually, of all places, at a laundromat this weekend out in Fairhaven. And there's a guy there. I got talking to him. I think he ran the place. And he was saying how he lives there out in the country, and the farmers can't even till their fields, let alone plant them. Right now, a lot of the corn guys, now they got to adjust what corn they plant that grows quicker because they've lost a month, but it grows quicker, but there's less of a yield, so therefore they're not going to make as much money. I can't imagine my whole livelihood depending on the weather.
I know.
You know? Unless I was a meteorologist, of course.
Well, God, that would be your dream.
I know.
That would be your dream.
Nerd alert.
Are you saying meteorologists are nerds? Is that what you just said?
No, I am. Me.
The Buzz.
I am Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. We've been doing this for 26 years together. Longer than any of my marriages.
Almost longer than any of my friendships. Okay, so how about this? And I know, because we're all thinking, especially if you're a teacher, you're thinking summer vacation.
Oh, you're counting down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and another level of that, I've got teacher friends that are counting down the days till they retire.
Oh,
137 more class days. It's like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Can we do that for a Jerker Justified later this week?
Why?
Because that annoys the heck out of me. And I don't know if it's just a me thing. I hate when my teacher friends are like, and they're 50-something, like 55. I'm going to retire at the end of the year. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, you chose the wrong profession.
I just don't rub it in someone's face. That's like...
All right, we retire when we can't talk anymore, basically, because of the no pension clause that we have.
Yeah. So don't... Okay. That's a joke.
I love it. I say justified.
Okay. Well, save it for tomorrow.
All right.
But so they say the perfect vacation. How long does it let? Like, what's the perfect vacation as far as how many days and how far away for you?
Perfect vacation would be...
Because there is a number.
Is there really? I would say... I want to say, like, now I'm thinking retirement. Forever. How's that?
No, seriously.
Today, like, until I die. How's that?
Yeah,
perfect
vacation. I know. This is probably a hard one.
Probably 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say 11 days. So that's about 2 weeks. Yeah.
But I'm scared. Last time I went on a two-week vacation, I got fired.
Oh, you're triggered by that two-week.
Yes. So I'm scared to take more than a week.
Gosh, you've said that before.
It's true.
I always thought you were joking. You're not joking.
No.
You're still bringing it up.
Oh, no. It was, sure, go ahead. You have fun. You enjoy your vacation. And all of a sudden, the chopping block.
Wow, when you returned. They should have told you when you were on vacation. Hey, listen, you lost your job. Don't come back. right?
Oh, no, no. They had to tell me when I got back.
Well, no, but it's like, why'd you make me come back?
And yeah, right.
Tell
right.
me while I'm on vacation well, so I could...
Yeah, I couldn't stay where I was. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so then they're saying how far away from home would be the perfect vacation. So they're saying 11 days and how was the distance?
It has to be farther than a car drive for me.
Oh,
it's got to be far away, like way away.
So they're saying 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Most people say the perfect vacation is 11 days and 3 hours away.
Hmm.
Which would make it, where would we go? 3 hour, go to Toronto.
Albany.
Albany?
Almost
perfect vacation spot.
Almost to Cleveland.
11 hours or 11 days in Cleveland.
Hershey Park.
No, I don't know if I agree with this. Here's the other thing. They said the ideal cost for a vacation. This is insanity.
What?
I don't know who surveyed these people.
Well, you know.
$8,800 a person.
How much? $8,800?
That's a lot of money. A person? I'd never on vacation.
Is this is this their ideal? Like, what? Like, so therefore...
Perfect.
I'll never get 11 days. I'll never. I can. And I'd love to spend $8,800 if I had it.
This is like the sweet spot of, hey, reflect on your favorite best vacation and what did it look like?
Wow.
11 days, 3 hours away, $8,800 per person.
Okay, that's off. That's way off.
Pittsburgh people, they surveyed.
Nobody spends $8,000
people?
Per person on a vacation. You try not to, at least, unless you're doing a once in a lifetime, kind of. I mean, you can't go. I mean, you could probably spend $8,000 to $10,000 if you're flying first class and going to Dubai or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm going on to visit family because they're getting older now. So
you're going to Italy.
Yes, yeah. Italy and Spain.
Nice.
And that is not even $8,800 a person. Are you insane? Okay. Then they said, where would you like the vacation? 63% of people said somewhere where there's a beach.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Touch over half want to enjoy the great outdoors. Nah, that's not for me.
What's the great outdoors to you?
Anything outdoors.
Naked and afraid? Like, what are you talking about? Out in the woods?
Well, I think like hiking, camping, exploring.
How about Montana?
Where I have to wear hiking boots.
How about Montana overlooking the beautiful scenery in a giant, exquisite luxury log cabin with giant triangular window?
That's not the great outdoors.
That's the great outdoors to me.
Yeah, but you got to go. You got to go walking, hiking.
Yeah.
And that I mean, I'll do that for a second. If I have to wear long socks and be worried about ticks, I'm not doing it.
You are such a buzzkill.
Okay. 43% want to explore major cities or historical locations.
Love that. Yeah.
This whole thing is you, except for the beach, too, because you your fair.
Oh, love the beach.
Yeah, you're probably the best person to go travel with because you would do anything.
Everything. I don't care what it is. It's weird because, like, even where we go an hour away up to our camper, I still want to do stuff not only... I want to do stuff near there. Like, I want to explore this and explore that. And
yeah, you're one of those.
Let's go to the Sterling Nature Center.
Oh, no, God, wait, settle down. We're on vacation.
Let's walk out to the pier.
No. I need my mind to just unhook. That's where I don't care how many hours away I am. I don't care. I mean, I do care about the number of days. I like the 11-day thing.
Mm.
I just want to just not think. Toss my phone in the garbage and just unhook. Hulk is my vacation. I could be sitting in my family room and doing that, and that's a vacation.
You're the
busybody. Oh, God.
Vacations are on the way. Coming up soon.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
So here's the thing. It's about the size of your hand, okay? Uh-huh. Sometimes keychain-sized.
Oh.
With a big head, tiny body, and often comes dressed in different costumes. What is it? It's the Labubu.
Labubu.
This thing is like, it started, it's a cult now. It's like insane. So it started as a cult favorite in Asia and the UK.
Oh.
And now it has taken over the world. Like, people are getting into fist fights over the Labubu.
What is it, a toy?
It's a thing. It's like an accessory. Yeah, I guess it's a toy. It's fuzzy. Okay.
So it's a stuffed animal?
It's fuzzy. Yes. Now, I've never physically held one in my hand, but it looks like a stuffed animal. And it's like elf meets goblin vibe. Okay? So it's got big eyes, sharp little teeth with a constant smile. It actually makes me, like, you know, nails on a chalkboard, how it just bothers you?
Uh-huh.
Looking at the Labubu doll thing bothers me, the way it's in perma smile with the teeth.
Oh, it's like Lilo and Stitch.
Yes, kind of looks like Lilo and Stitch.
Right.
Yes. And a gremlin, if they had a baby.
Okay.
It would be the Labubu.
Why? Okay, so, you're exaggerating on taking the world by storm, because I haven't heard of it. If I haven't heard of it, then it hasn't taken the world by storm.
Oh, it is. People are getting into fist fights over it.
Well, oh, and like when people went, like, buying it at toy stores
yes.
and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, Pop Mart. What's Pop Mart? Pop Mart, is that a store? Oh, God. I'm an idiot.
Not around here.
Okay, not around here, but... Listen, it's going crazy. People are selling, like reselling some of them for like hundreds of dollars. And it's because the influencers on TikTok made it a thing.
Oh,
and
I see.
It, I guess, taps into kidult trend. Because,
I see.
I forgot. There's a key part of this whole Labubu. If anybody knows about it or you have one hanging from your purse, let me know. 818-2899. But the people who are all about this are 30 to 40 year olds.
Oh, this, come on.
No joke. This
is not
like
a kid thing.
No.
Oh, Labubu is like it's a company that sells them. Pop Mart is the company that sells them. They're like,
Pop Mart is
like
the, okay.
Funko
right.
Pops, like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right, look at
these things. Oh,
doesn't
cute.
The smile bother you? It makes me like want to relax my cheeks. Oh, I hate it. I can't even look at that darn thing.
Nah, they're different. I mean, they're cute, but they're ugly.
No.
But they're cute.
Yeah, but women in their late 30s, early 40s are going crazy for these things, and I don't get it.
You don't get it?
The whole kiddo thing. Anybody have anything in your life that? Because I guess it means like you're holding on to the nostalgic something.
Of your childhood?
Yeah.
I see.
It's like comforting in a time where there's so much chaos.
Yeah.
People are reverting back to, you know, I don't know, the Labubu to make them feel like a kid again?
Oh, my God. I've never let that go. Kid me? I see. Everything I do.
Yeah, you are constant. Yeah. You're like the Peter Pan.
Yeah,
right?
I kind of like
you.
Stay there.
That's so
yeah.
But I think, you know, I see it in you too. You love like the toys and the gadgets.
Yes.
You do a lot of, I don't want to say childlike things.
Yes,
but
I
you're
do.
So into that. Yeah.
I've got a 3D printer. I make toys.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like the Santa Claus Techno Claus guy. I mean, I enjoy making toys for my child.
My 20-year-old still colors. She's like, do you want a color? I'm like, color? No, I don't want a color.
Well, that's
she's
a thing. Right. That's a thing. Yeah. That's a relaxation thing, too, you know, for adults.
I know, but I don't. I'll do it with her just to make her happy. But I'm like, are we done here? I'm done.
You're an old lady. What's going to happen to you when you become an old lady? Because you're not. And it's like... Like old ladies, like they like to knit and crochet and do like the scrapbooking and like little things like that. It's like, what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
You
don't
need
know.
A hobby,
fight
sister.
For a Labubu doll.
You still
I don't
need a
know.
Hobby. I'm serious.
Well, it's like okay, so I don't know. You're like you're one extreme where you're all about the nostalgic kid thing.
Yeah,
you live the life of like a you know like your 5 year old, but then there's the other side of it. I'll probably be the extreme. Where I don't have any of it. And I don't know. Where's the in-between? Like if I were to hug my yellow blankie from when I was a kid, would that all of a sudden...
Do you still have it?
My mother probably has it somewhere.
See? You're
I could still smell
something
it.
Something happened
it.
In your
oh
childhood.
Oh my God, maybe I need it.
You were meant to grow up way, way too early or something. And
What if Jill... Does Jill have anything from her childhood? Like a stuffed animal? She still props on the bed or anything?
No, she doesn't. And I'm trying to
see. She's like me. Jill and I are alike.
She does have a box. She's got a box of stuff, you know, a couple of boxes of stuff from.
Yeah, but this is like you incorporate it in everyday
into your life.
Life.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
See, she's like me. She's the other extreme.
Yeah. More than you than me. I mean, I still hold on to stuff from. I still have that L.L. Bean coffee mug, camping mug from 30 years ago that I've resurrected and use every weekend now. Not necessarily has a giant ghastly grin on it, and you can put it on a keychain, but...
I don't know. It's crazy. So if anybody has one, yeah, I don't know. It's a thing, I guess.
Get the laboo-boos.
The laboo... No, don't get the laboo-boo. It's crazy to get the laboo-boo.
Oh, in your mind.
Fight for that.
That's
fight
awesome.
Fight for it.
All right.
Watch. Look it up on videos, people fighting in the stores.
Really?
It's like Christmas. Oh, yeah. God. It's crazy. Insane.
Spisano and Sandy.
Just got confirmation. Jill Schlesinger is coming up around 8 o'clock this morning from CBS News. Anything about money? Jill is your honey? No, Jill's going to be there for you. Let's just put it down.
Jill is your honey? Need help with money? Jill's your honey.
Jill's your honey.
You can come on the air with us, too, if you want. Okay. Here is... Yeah, this is a big, big moment. And I am so shocked and surprised that you haven't talked about it yet. Ellie, your little moochie moo.
Yes.
Is going to move up. She's doing her move up ceremony. Her graduation is coming around. Coming up. Right?
Allison When? Yeah. Yeah. It's coming up at the end of the school year.
You have no idea.
She's
going from kindergarten to first grade.
Yep. It's she's getting ready.
That's all you said. Are you guys having a party?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, very good. I
think my wife would be talking about that kind of stuff to me.
Because some people throw, and I don't know how you feel about this, 818-2899. Some people will go all out, all in, throw a graduation party for the kindergartner. I mean, it is like invite the friends, invite the family, whatever. This is a big moment because it kind of is kindergarten to first grade.
Is it? No, for us, not. I mean, you know, it is for her. I'm not going to have a party. There's no party. No graduation party, kindergarten graduation.
You're sure?
Positive.
After, because at school, they're going to wear their cap. I don't think they wear a gown, but they wear their cap that they make. And then they cross the stage, the little mini stage.
There it is.
Your in-laws are going to be there. Aunts and uncles might show up. And then after, don't you go to the house and have some dessert?
I don't know. We didn't do that for my boys. It was just like, hey.
It was different back then. You keep referring to your boys. It's a whole new generation of traditions.
Yeah, but that tradition.
It's a whole
new
world, my friend.
No, I'm not going to play into that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. See, your birthday's coming up.
The minute Jill finds out other parents are doing that.
You really think she's going to hop on it?
Absolutely. Yeah, because she doesn't want Ellie to be the only one not having a graduation party. You can at least have the family come over for dessert or something. I mean, they're all going to be there at the school watching her cross the stage.
They are?
Yeah. I went to my niece's. Sure. I got out early. I left early.
I'm trying to think. Did we go somewhere after the boys graduated to first grade? You'll lick it. He wasn't open back then, was it?
So what do you think?
That'd be a good place to go. What?
You're saying, do you think even the graduation... from first grade or kindergarten
to first grade
is just nonsense?
I think it's more for the parents than it is the kid, you know? And she just knows she's going back to school, you know? And the summer's coming. I don't think it's going to be,
Well, it goes from, I mean, I think she understands, like, now it's no longer half days, Ellie. Next year, it's going to be a full day of school.
Yeah.
So you think it's nonsense or not?
I think it is nonsense. I don't know if anybody agrees with me. Do we make a big deal out of this? Are you choting me? Are you chiding me into doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No, go away. No.
I didn't have a kindergarten graduate. I think I thought it was ridiculous. Well, no, I didn't think it was ridiculous. In the moment, I thought, what are we doing here? But then now looking back, it's so stinking cute.
They're so proud
holding their diploma, which I don't know what it says. Congrats, you did a half day of kindergarten.
I know, right?
What does it really say? Congrats, you can...
So I'll be honest.
Write your name.
Girl goes to school pretty much the whole day. I mean,
she does.
Yeah, it's a full day. It's, well, 2:30. I mean, what's full day? She gets home at 3:30.
Okay, my kids did half day.
No, this is full-time school for her. And to go to first grade will just be like, I can't wait to meet my new teacher and be in with all my friends. Plus, because Ellie's birthday is in July, no birthday party at the school. So they have to do it before the school ends. So I think it's coming up June.
You have no idea.
No, I saw this the other day. I think it's going to be on like June 20th, which is right near like the week before the end of school. So she's going to have a birthday party. Then she's going to have a graduation party the next week. And then 2 weeks after that, she's going to have a birthday party.
A real birthday party, yeah.
It's definitely not happening.
Okay, we'll say
definitely
final last words.
Kindergarten graduation, big deal, not happening.
When she crosses the stage.
Yes.
If she were to be asked, because this is a really quick audio clip, you have to play it because it's so stinking cute. So this little girl's graduating from kindergarten to first grade.
Yes.
And all the kids are asked, when your name gets called up, go to the mic and just say what you want to be when you grow up. Think of what Ellie would say on the mic, but this is this little girl.
Here's what she said.
Collins Grimm.
Woo! I grow up, I
want to
be a wicked witch.
When I grow up, I want to be a wicked witch. And then she so proudly, confidently, head held up high, finishes, crosses the stage, grabs her diploma.
What do you think Ellie would say?
What would Ellie say?
I'm going to ask her today. We'll see if we can get that for you tomorrow. How's that sound?
Do a video of what she would say.
Okay.
When I grow up, I want to be, I think she would say, when I grow up, what would Ellie want to be? You know what? She would be, because she loves that bullfrog in the yard.
Oh my God, yes.
She would be, she's going to say, when I grow up, I want to be a bullfrog mommy or something. I don't know. She'll say it in a weird way.
We'll see. It's coming up on 6:47 now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, craziness at Penfield School District again. Jeez. What happened yesterday? We got to talk about that. Plus, a jerker justified you decide the moral compass. Intentionally doing something to tick somebody off?
Yes, yes, yes.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano, Sandy, don't you hate it when you hurt yourself and you got nothing to show for it? I'm a big baby, and I want sympathy, and I want it now.
It's at least
I know you're going to go off on me.
Self-aware.
Well, it's funny because I hurt myself so bad on Friday. I fell into the island in the kitchen, which is rock. I tripped on the dog. The dog is in front of me. I didn't want to break its leg, and I was like, and
you
I landed
so
my
chest.
You're
so dramatic when you tell stories. I'm sorry.
I felt my foot on his tiny little spindly leg, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to break its leg, and I fell right into the side of the thing. And I whacked my chest.
You made it sound like you're a hero. I didn't want to break her leg.
Well, I didn't.
A normal person doesn't want to.
Okay,
make
stop.
It sound like.
I'm just saying, my point here is that.
How does your wife live with you?
All right, we'll be right back on the bus. I have a point. I just want to do this. All
your
right?
point was
no,
what?
Stop berating me for a second. I want to get my point across, then you can berate me.
Okay.
Have you ever hurt yourself and you don't have anything to show for it? Like, there's no bruise. I'm disappointed. There should be a giant purple bruise that I could show people, but I can't. There's nothing
because
there.
Because people think you're faking it.
Right.
You're over-traumatizing.
Yeah.
Well, you tend to over-dramatize everything.
No, this hurts.
Into a rock, didn't want to break its leg. I mean, that's a very dramatic description of the story.
All right, I'm trying to be descriptive, all right?
I just tripped and bumped into the counter and my ribs
to the
hurt.
Point
that's,
where...
That's how a normal person talks.
I think I cracked a rib. I swear to God.
Oh, God.
I do. I really do. I'm going to the doctors.
You are so
You finished
dramatic.
That radio show. We'll be right back on
There's
the buzz.
There's nothing they can do for you.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm not going to the doctor,
let's
actually.
Let's move from one dramatic story to the next. Anyone live in Penfield? Anyone have a kid go to the Penfield School District? We would love for you to join in on this conversation. What happened
heck
yesterday.
Is going on? It's Wednesday. There's sun now, but then there's going to be clouds. Later on, chance of a sprinkle. There you go. Hi, Sandy Waters.
K92. Cadulting right there. Cadulting. Yep. Perfect that, example.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Fartsy
You're an
ratings.
Adult, but you act like a kid.
That's
okay,
right.
Sure. Oh,
well. Have a nice day.
So a situation in the Penfield School District, all because of an online rumor. Did you hear about this? If you live in Penfield, mm-hmm. if you're from that school district, we would love to hear from you. Okay. But this is the perfect example of it doesn't matter where you are, where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy things happen every day.
Oh,
this is really the bottom line. Okay, so apparently it was all because of an online rumor about Superintendent Dr. Tasha Potter mm-hmm. leaving the district.
Right.
This false information circulated on social media, prompting a 54-year-old woman to attempt to confront Dr. Potter at the district.
Mm-hmm.
So she drives to the district, and she's like, I need to see Dr. Potter. And they're like, well, sorry. She is not here right now. And then this woman is like, what? And I don't know what transpired from I need to see Dr. Potter to the woman shoving a staff member during the incident, subsequently arrested and charged with second degree harassment.
Come on, people. Relax.
Dr. Potter later addressed the situation in letters to family, confirming that she is not leaving the district
mm-hmm.
and reaffirming her commitment to the community.
Don't believe the fake news. Don't get your stuff from social media or comments on a news story. This is just stupid.
There's so many holes in this story. Like that's the that's the gist of it. But how did it go from where's Dr. Potter to all of a sudden shoving someone? Why did this online rumor get her so passionate where she, I mean, this is the middle of the day. She stopped what she was doing to drive down to the district office.
Yeah, it was like 8:45 in the morning. It's like school had just started, like at 8 o'clock.
Oh,
or something.
Oh yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right.
Yeah.
It was early in the morning.
And it was like,
she called her boss. Listen, I'm going to be late today. Okay, why? Well, you know, I just got an errand to run. She pulls up in the district parking lot, pushing people. Like,
very strange.
What made her that passionate about this rumor?
Right. I don't know. Is it me or is there something like in the water lately? Just since COVID, the world's gotten crazy. I mean, people blowing through red lights, people getting irate over tiny little things. It's crazy.
Did etiquette go away?
Oh, God, yeah.
Is it like you're free to do whatever? Right? There's no boundaries in it. The boundaries are gone or erased?
It seems like the guardrails are off on everything. Yeah. It's wild. It's like you just don't want to, like, it almost makes me, like, more recluse because I don't want to talk to people because they're crazy. You know what I mean?
Even like that woman in the parking lot at Eastview the other day where it was like a road rage incident. So it was in the parking lot. So probably someone stole someone's space by accident.
Ooh.
You know, one of those situations.
Ooh.
I don't know for certain, but what else can happen, right? Mm-hmm. And she's waving a knife around. It's like,
why I heard about that.
What made it escalate to that?
Right. Okay. Why is there no like... proper decorum anymore. And I'm not saying this because I'm an old guy. It's just like human nature. It, you know, are we all just that horrible inside and we have to hide it all the time? Is that what it is?
Or are you nervous you're going to piss somebody off, tick somebody off?
Well, lately,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to mess with anybody.
Don't look at me wrong. Excuse me.
So this was all, again, based on an online rumor mm-hmm. that Dr. Potter was leaving, but she's not. She said, no, that's just a rumor.
Right.
I don't know how it started, whatever.
Right.
Have you ever witnessed a rumor that was just, it totally got out of control? Anyone? Or even a rumor about you? I mean, there's probably a million rumors about you, right?
I would sell them, but I don't hear many
of them. Do you want to know about them?
I did that one online. Somebody did go online and get really nasty with me.
They
and I
did?
Wasn't, I yeah.
What was the rumor about?
It was E-Man, whatever, across the street at another radio station, writing really bad stuff on a blog or something like that. This is a long time ago. And I'm like, really? What did I ever do to you? Oh, I beat you in the ratings. Wah, wah. Dumbass. God.
Like it matters.
Like I know.
Really matters.
Like, you got something wrong with you.
Do you remember what he wrote? I don't remember that.
Oh, something about my divorce. And
Come on. See, you had to have known when you get divorced, anybody, you have to know there's rumors going around about you, right? In the neighborhood, in your friend group. Does it bother you? Do you care? Do you almost want rumors about you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Bring them on. Let's go.
would feel kind of left out if there's no rumors about me.
Really? Are there any rumors about you that you know of?
Am I not interesting enough where no one's spreading rumors? Come on, spread a rumor. I don't know. Would I want to know? I don't mind. I'm not bothered by it. I'm not bothered by rumors.
Your hobby, you do have a hobby, is gossip and rumors.
No, yes. I don't like gossip. I really don't. Even though our show is based on it. But
yeah.
We can base it
on other stuff, you know.
I don't really like mean gossip. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I don't mind it. Yeah, I'm not bothered by if there's rumors about me. And I know you're very sensitive about that.
More life goes on. I just don't.
Oh, the older you get, you don't care.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
All right, let's start a good rumor about Scott.
Oh, geez. No,
okay,
no.
Leave the studio, and we'll start a good rumor about you.
Will do, and come back with Jerk and Justified in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, this is intentionally doing something to tick off your spouse.
I can't wait to tell everybody, and there's going to be so many people that will relate to this, especially us guys. I'm going to need your call this morning.
Actually, when you tell this story, rumors will start about you and your relationship.
Making mornings tolerable. You're welcome. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Do you ever do something intentionally to tick off your spouse?
Jerk. Or justified.
Hello. It's today's Jerk or Justified on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. It's
that's what we're...
of Rochester.
Yep. You have to decide. No wishy-washiness here. It's either Jerk or Justified. And first call through, you win tickets to DeLago, a show at DeLago.
Okay, that sounds good. We've got a situation at the house where my wife needs a little pressure in her life. I think we do this because we love each other. But you do it. You do something to purposely tick your husband or wife off, right? You do that all the time, don't you?
I'm not sure if I'm joining in on this.
No, you do it to me all the time, so you must not do it at home. You just vent it on me. Is that it?
Yeah. I get it out of my system with you.
Justified then, right, Sandy?
No. Tell your story.
I love 3D printing. Uh-huh. I make stuff all the time. My wife has nothing to do with it, wants nothing to do with it, even though she did pick out a flower pot that she wanted me to make for her the other day. I'm getting her there.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple weeks ago, I made this posable figurine, kind of like the ones you saw in art class that were like made of wood, and then the art teacher would pose it and then you'd have to draw it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but this is plastic and it looks like a little robot. It's called Dummy 13 and it's very articulated. It could do everything. Very cool thing. So my daughter has it. She plays with it. She named it Bluey.
How big is it?
Oh, maybe 10 inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, just a side note, and if you haven't heard, so Scott at one point was bringing in all these 3D creations into the studio because his wife doesn't want him in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know where to put them. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I have no shelves or anything or walls to hang it on in the basement because it's all padded.
His wife does not want to see anything 3D printed.
No, she moves it. And when I do bring it up to part of the house, she moves it. It gets put in a hidden place.
I like how you try. You try to put it like on a shelf in the main part of the house, seeing how long it'll take.
Yeah, so I'm flipping through the app that shows you some of the things you could print. There's tens of thousands of them. And Allie likes to sit over my shoulder because she has her own little 3D printer called Toy Box. It's for kids, and she makes stuff. We go through that app and pick out little toys to make and little figurines. So I'm on mine and flipping through, and she goes, Dad, wait, there's Bluey. Look, it's his brother. This one is an exact replica of the 10-inch one, but it's blown up to 500%.
Which means how big is it?
It's going to be about 4 to 5 feet tall.
It's me. You're building a me?
And I'm doing it to piss off my wife intentionally.
You are not.
She thinks it's for her, but I'm doing this just like, Jill, look what I made. She's going to flip.
What are you going to do with that? It's a human size plastic thing.
It'll sit and have a tea party with Ellie. It's going to be great. Great pictures.
That's creepy, Scott. But the motive behind it is not to put a smile on your daughter's face.
Oh, no. It's to put a frown on my wife's face. 818-2899 to intentionally piss off your significant other. Call us up and vote Jerker Justified.
You're evil.
Never done anything like that to your husband?
I mean, that's an extreme. That's an extreme.
Really? Listen, man, this thing has been printing since Thursday. Okay. It's taken almost 12 different build plates, each at about, so maybe about 50 total hours. This thing has been going since Thursday.
How long is it going to take to build this?
I've got three more. I got 14. I got about 16 more hours left on it.
Rochester's Iron Man.
Literally.
You're trying to build.
Yes.
Whatever it's
it
called.
Does. It looks. It kind of looks like Iron Man. But the Iron Man mask is next. The one that goes. Good morning, The Buzz. How are you? Jerk or Justified?
Hi, Justified.
Oh, yay. You are equally as evil.
Wait, let me explain.
Okay.
Although it won't make you sound any better.
That's all right.
the only way that I could get my husband to do stuff around the house, like mow the lawn,
uh-huh.
is to piss him off.
Oh,
when he's mad, he would do stuff.
That's his to get away from you.
Yes. That's brilliant.
So whenever the lawn needed mowing, I would just pick a fight, and then it would get mowed.
Oh my God.
That's
brilliant. Was there a go to fight that you would always pick?
No. Okay. I just look around and pick something.
I love you. Awesome.
Although I do have to. He is an ex husband, so that may have had something to.
Oh yes, that's yay! Yay! Oh my God, I love you. Who's this? What's your name?
My name's Liz.
Liz, you're going to the world's most ridiculous trivia game show at Del Lago Resort and Casino. I got your tickets for you.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's June 7th, 8 p.m., courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino. Look it up online. It's going to be crazy. It's hilarious.
They sounds
crazy.
Good.
All right, so you and a guest. Hold the line, Liz. I'll hook you up. I got to get your info, okay?
All right, thanks.
Hold on. Oh, my God. She's hilarious. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified to intentionally tick off your spouse?
Oh, Sky, you are 100% justified.
Ain't that true?
No. Okay, so now share your stories.
Yeah.
Liz did.
Uh-huh.
Well, my ex-wife, now ex-wife, didn't want car parts around the house, so I would deliberately bring a carburetor from my Camaro into the bedroom and rebuild it.
In the bedroom?
Yeah. Why not? She didn't want to see car parts, so I put it where she could see it, right on her dresser.
Oh, my God.
See, do you notice a pattern, Scott? Liz said X.
Yeah.
He said X.
Yeah. Okay, no.
Well, see, on the flip side of the coin, it's definitely justified as well, because a woman does what we don't want them to do. We tell them not to spend money without talking to us. What do they do? Oh, this was on sale. I don't care if it was on sale or not.
Girl math.
We earn our own money, my friend. We earn our own money.
Man, thank you so much for the justified.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take it. I don't think Jill's going to leave me over a giant plastic robot.
You never know. Carburetor in the bedroom. I mean, come on.
That's amazing.
Looking at socials, justified, but be careful of karma. Said yes to slime in the house. It's still in the carpet. My husband refers to it as the betrayal stain.
The betrayal stain.
He points it and says, the betrayal stain.
That's funny.
Let's see. Our regulars on Jerker Justified, Chase says, totally justified.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just trying to show how...
Yes, right?
How he can make something that their daughter actually wants and will appreciate.
Right. And Chase knows how creative I am. And
Chase actually wants you to build a wheelchair on your 3D printer.
I know.
He saw that. Okay.
Yeah,
also, Laura says, Scott, that's not nice. You're a jerk. I agree with Sandy. That's going to be creepy. It will be creepy.
I can't wait to Ellie's going to dress it up and put it in a dress and sit it down.
Where are you leaving it? Like, tuck it into bed?
Yeah, it's going to sleep between my wife and I. We're just going to put this big orange robot. Guess what I'm going to make after that? This was the 500% version. I'm going to make the 1,000% version, which is about 6-7 feet
tall. Scott, you're not going to have a house to go to. I'm telling you, this is going to be it.
If we had one of those lanes in big cities where you have to have a passenger, you know, in order to drive in the passenger lane, I could put him in and put a hat on him.
Hey, any divorce lawyers will do an endorsement for you.
All right. What are we looking at? You're keeping score here.
You people are all saying justified, which is like you want Scott's relationship to fail. That's what it says.
The verdict is justified.
Just a little loving, just a little ribbon.
Right?
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
What's Jill doing right now? Can we call her and tell her the verdict?
I don't know. We'll see. What time is it?
Because if she's on the air and we tell her the verdict in front of everybody, then she'll get less mad at you.
Oh, is that how it works?
Well, I think. Or if we say, hey, everyone thinks you're going to get a divorce if he builds this damn thing.
Okay. Hold on.
But they're telling him to build this damn thing.
I had to look her number up. I don't know it by heart.
Oh, that's good.
So bad. Stupid
phone. You didn't even
phone.
Dial it right.
Yes, I did.
Well, why isn't it ringing?
Because it thinks it thinks that this is a bad idea.
You intentionally dialed it wrong.
No, all the numbers are
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Jill Savannah.
Boo.
Let me leave a voicemail.
No.
Jill!
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah, we call her the money honey, and here she is, Jill Schlesinger. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. You know what? It's a weird week because that Monday holiday and the Memorial Day and everybody's like crazy and what?
Yeah, screwed you up, right?
Totally screwed me up.
Absolutely.
I had to apologize to Jill this morning because I didn't reach out to her yesterday saying, hey. Because she's busy, you know. She does network television and NPR and other award-winning things and then us.
But most importantly, here with you today. I got a lot of questions over the last week from podcast listeners about what's going on with this new House bill that was just passed.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the night, basically.
Right, it's 1 in the morning.
When they pass things, you're like, oh, I guess they don't want us to see too much that's in there. And, you know, actually, one of the biggest questions I keep fielding is around Social Security, because a lot of people, they see cuts and they're worried and they're anxious. So, you know, I just want to be clear with everyone, nothing in this bill touches Social Security. Nothing.
Nothing.
So I don't want you to get all nutty.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, other things are touched, and that's for real. But the biggest issue that I think most people have is they're just worried in general that if there are a variety of cuts, let's say, to Medicaid, which is health insurance for children and lower income Americans, if those cuts are happening, what's going to happen to Medicare? What's going to happen to Social Security? And so far, there aren't real changes to those two parts of the big social safety net that we have. So, you know, I don't know. I just got a ton of questions. People are like, well, should I claim right now before they start cutting?
Right.
And I don't think that's a great idea. I really don't. Now, Sandy's probably hanging back and being like, Social Security's not going to be here for me. Is that right, Sandy? Is that what you think?
I don't think they would get rid of that, right? They can't.
Yeah, it's really important. And, you know, the thing that I like to remind people who are worried about the Social Security system is there will be changes to the system. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But to think about eliminating it, it's like, you know, almost 70 million people. And a lot of those people vote. And if you remember, one of the funniest signs, I can't remember which campaign it was. It might have been, you know, during the Obamacare conversation, you know, like 10 or 12 years ago, and there was a lady protesting, which is keep government out of my Social Security. And you're like, oh, the government is Social Security. Yeah, okay, lady. So, I mean, it's a very important part of what we provide for each other. Now,
We've paid into it with our money our whole lives. There's no way.
Right. Yeah, you can't just.
It's a very weird system. People don't realize what you pay today. So we all, as wage earners, we pay a Social Security tax up to a certain point of wages. And it's about, I think the wage base is $160,000, $170,000. So you pay a Social Security tax of 6.2% on that amount of money, and your employer pays the other 6.2%. And so so all that money that's going into the system now pays for benefits that are going out right now. So it's not like you have your own little account. What's going in now is going out also to folks who are retiring. So the problem that we have with Social Security is that the amount of money that's built into the system is predicated on the number of people who are working and the number of people who are retiring.
Okay.
Because the baby boomer generation is so big, the number of people retiring now and their promised Social Security benefits are much larger than the people working are paying in. So what does this mean? It really means that somewhere around the year 2035, it changes every year, but around 2035, the amount of money in the system and the number of people paying in is only going to be able to pay out three quarters of promised benefits. So somebody who's going to be, you know, 67 years old in 2035, if you look at your Social Security at myssa.gov, you see a number there and you say, oh, well, so I'm only going to get 75% of that. I'm not getting the full amount. That is what you can think about. However, it is widely expected that the government is going to sort of get a wake-up call, the legislative body and the executive body. They're going to get a wake-up call, and the people are going to be like, I want 100% of my benefits.
Yeah.
Right? And so how do you fix that? I'll give you three choices. You tell me what you want to do.
Okay. How do we fix that?
Yeah, good question. One, we can tax more of your money. So we could push the wage base, that 6.2%. We can push it up to, say, $250,000 of earnings, and that will fix a lot of the problem.
Okay.
We can increase the tax amount. Instead of 6.2%, we could make it, you know, 6.4 or 6.5%. And the third choice is we could make you wait to claim your benefits. We can push the retirement age. I don't love pushing the retirement age. It's great for, you know, lazy butt people like us, because we sit on our you-know-whats all day. But it's, to wait to have somebody who's a physical job wait more years to claim seems not very fair. So the first two are really the big issues that we could make a difference with.
Sure. So, like, if you expand that, you know, you make more money, like it's capped at 160 right now. If it goes up, that means you're not paying any more. You're just more people that are making more money.
You're paying more. Listen to this.
I'm paying more.
So if you made 100, let's just say you're a couple. You make $300,000 together. Each of you makes 150, so that's fine. But if you're an individual and you make 300,000, you're taxed on the first 250 instead of the first 150. So tax rates would go up for everybody who makes more than 150 or 160, whatever it is.
Is it dumb or smart to think that Social Security is the only thing that we can rely on if we don't have any savings?
Well, I mean, it wasn't intended for that. Social Security was intended to be a system that kind of helped people through their older years when our life expectancy was much shorter, and it was meant to replace about 40% of your income while you were working. So it was supposed to be your working years, you would save money, you would have your workplace pension, which very few people have anymore, and your Social Security. Those three things would basically create retirement income for you.
Yeah, so it's a pad. It's meant to be a padding.
So a lot of people are now just depending on that.
That's exactly right, because all that corporate America pension money went away.
Right.
You know, very few people have pensions now in the private sector.
Okay, so in the public sector, and this is just a question because I don't know, the public sector and like teachers and whatnot, do they get a pension and Social Security?
That's an excellent question, Sandy. So it used to be that many people did not get that. This was called the windfall elimination provision, which was basically, if you paid into a pension system but didn't also pay into Social Security, you would only get your pension.
Okay.
That rule has changed. So under the Trump administration, they've changed that rule to say that if this is not for everyone, but there were some municipal workers, government workers, who are now going to be able to claim their Social Security benefit if they, and you know, a lot of people do both. You know, they have a teacher, like if I'm a teacher, right, and I pay into my pension system for New York State, which is still a very good pension plan, but then I have a side hustle and I pay Social Security taxes on that, I should be entitled to claim whatever I can on that. I mean, it's a very convoluted system in many ways, but it's thankfully, to be honest with you, the Social Security problem is a lot easier to fix than Medicare, because I can give you like the three choices about Social Security. With Medicare, it's so much more complex because healthcare costs are escalating, and you know, it's not just a simple math equation. It's sort of like the difference between me saying, well, one is algebra or arithmetic,
right,
and one is calculus. And calculus is a lot harder to solve.
And it's sad because the older people, the older generation has to deal with the Medicare, and it's so hard to understand. And they, you know, the older you get, it's even more challenging to understand this kind of stuff.
Right, right. And I'm getting there. And all I understand is the word donut hole. And that's it. That's the only thing I can wrap my head around.
That's supposedly gone now. So
is
relax.
It? Oh, okay. All right, sounds good.
We'll get to that another time.
Jill Schlesinger.
When are you going to Italy?
June 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th. God. Excellent.
Oh, God, that's right. I'm going to be on a plane.
Go say hi to the new Pope.
All right, thanks.
Oh, I will.
Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com. Go to this website. She made something so difficult sound so easy, and you get everything right there. All right, JillOnMoney.com. Thanks, Jill. Love you.
We appreciate you.
Spisano and Sandy.
Okay, when was the age? Are you thinking about it now? When was the age that you turned, you turned into your parents?
Oh,
98.9
to Buzz.
There is an age.
Oh, there is an age. 98.9 to Buzz. Bizzano and Sandy. Oh, boy. I'm afraid to ask because I kind of feel like I'm already there.
Is that a bad thing?
I'm already there. I know I probably am already there.
Okay, but here's the question. Some people want to turn into their parents. So if you're afraid to answer this question, is it because you don't want to turn into your parents?
No, I love my mom.
Well, then?
I'm not afraid to. I mean, what does it mean to turn into your parents?
It says, okay, you start noticing. This is beyond like mannerisms of your parents, because we all have that, right? Because we're from our parents. This is like complaining about the weather, prioritizing comfort over style, opting for early bedtimes. Like those little quirks that happen that we used to make fun of our parents when we were in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, smack, it hits you. And that age is...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
45.
Ooh, yes!
Get out of here!
43 for women, 45 for men.
Really?
Yes. Wow, you nailed it.
Damn.
Did you see this somewhere?
No, I didn't.
When it was like a light switch for you? You turned into your parents?
Oh, no, I've never thought that. Well, I've always had to go to bed early because I do a morning show for the last 25 years. I don't know. No,
so
I just
look like your parents. Look like your parents is around mid-40s to 50s.
Really?
And that, it smacked me in the face really hard when I was looking through the Memorial Day pictures.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I look like my dad's mom. I look like grandma.
Really?
Oh, my God. I am not. Like, that's not who I see in the mirror. It's the wildest thing. When I get ready in the morning, that is not what I see in the picture. I don't see grandma when I get ready in the morning. But looking back at pictures, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm my father. I'm totally my dad's side of the family.
My wife saw a picture. I was going through the photo gallery of the RPO gala that I did weekend before. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of me up at the microphone introducing the mayor or something like that. And Jill's like, you look so handsome. Then I said, but, right? She's like, yeah, we need to get some filler in you.
Oh, God. Can she look at my pictures and tell me I need filler? Because I do.
It's like, nah. Yeah, well.
Yeah, but do you look like your dad? You don't look like your mom. You're not
no,
looking like
I
your
think
mom.
I look more like my dad did than my mom. Yeah, my brother looks like my mom.
Yeah.
More like my mom, yeah. Without the beard.
It's true what they say, right? Like, you, like your spouse, like my husband, too. He looks more and more like his dad. I see his dad.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so wild that.
I know. It's wild how genetics work, huh?
But it just happens in your 40s, late 40s. It just all of a sudden, it doesn't even creep up. It's just one day you take a picture, you look like yourself. The next day you take a picture, you look like your dad. It's like night and day.
And then you get cast in one of those progressive commercials.
Right. Anyhow, okay, so I don't know if that rings true for you, too.
You know you're getting old and acting like your parents when you start talking to people at the gas pump, right? Oh, wait, you do that anyway?
What is the trait that you hate that you're getting from your mom and dad? Mom or dad? Is there a trait? No? Wait, am I the only one who realizes this? You don't.
No.
Oh God, he's shaking his head.
No, I'm sorry.
He's not even saying words right now.
I hear a rattle when I shake my head, so you don't hear it? Okay.
I am turning more and more. Like, I'm saying things that I'm like, oh, my God, my father would say that. Yeah. Like, it's really throwing me off. And it's just as of lately, just as of recently, I'm like,
really?
Oh, my God, I'm even reacting to situations like my dad would.
Well, he's quite an influence on you then, right?
No, I don't want to become that. No offense, Dad. If you're listening, I love you dearly. If your friends are listening, you're the greatest man ever. But I don't want to become you yet. Oh, okay. So we have to address this now. And I think, Scott, you were born in the wrong generation.
Oh, yeah.
Because according to this most recent survey, 2025 survey by Joy AI, revealed something about Gen Z that is pretty disturbing.
Oh, good.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, I'm going to tease it now when the teachers aren't listening.
Teachers?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Well, yeah, I was going to tease tomorrow's Drinker Justified. I thought I just been abducted by aliens. That's I thought it was the end of the show.
Oh, no. I mean, you can. I mean, like, we get commercial-free 98 coming up within 15 minutes anyway.
Do you ever have that where you're multitasking so much that you just lose track of just where you are in that moment? Anyhow, it just happened to me. My apologies.
Actually, opposite. The more things I do all at once, the more focused I am.
It's messed up.
Yeah, that's
well,
my ADD.
Here's the thing. 2025 survey by Joy AI revealed that 83%.
Sorry. 83% of what?
83% of Gen Z believe they could develop a meaningful connection with an AI chatbot, and 80% would consider marrying one if it were legal.
Like just a voice or a robot?
It's a chatbot, AI chatbot.
Yeah.
So right now it's our. So then when I saw this, I go, that isn't 80%. People, that's a significant amount of people. But then I thought, oh my God, wait a minute. We just had a conversation on the air last week where Scott went to, because he had nobody to talk to, he hit a new level of needy, and he spent 30 minutes in the car talking to his Sesame.
No, 60. It was an hour. An hour drive. I sat and talked to my AI, on Bluetooth.
You are in the wrong generation. You are a Gen Z, my friend.
It was fascinating. It was fascinating. I, you know what? After seeing what Google just released, I'm sorry. What Google just released, that VO3 thing, the new computer prompt generated video and audio. Have you seen some of these examples? And I told you earlier this morning, off the air, I'm like, I thought this would be like 5 years down the road. It's today.
It's moving fast.
It's today. So AI with a conscience will be happening.
You could physically be married to your wife, but emotionally married to AI.
Oh, the best of both worlds.
There you go. Are you part of this 83%, 80%? You could develop a relationship with AI?
It seems to me like I already have one anyway. I think I talk to the chat GPT 4.0, which is very advanced every day.
Is every that day. Cheating? If you have, if you, like, there's nobody to talk to.
No, it's not cheating.
And your wife doesn't want to listen to you.
No.
And you go to, it's not cheating?
No, it's not cheating. Why would it be?
Oh, it absolutely is creepy cheating.
Are you going to jealous? You're going to jealous?
You can't pour your heart out to a freaking chat bot and say it's not cheating.
Why? Wow. To a another human it would be, but to an AI chatbot, to a computer with an algorithm?
If no. I was married to you, I want you to come to me. I want you to pour those emotions out to me.
Yeah, and when you don't want to talk or you're too busy, that's your problem. Then I'm going to the AI chatbot.
Oh, my God. And having a relationship?
If that's what you call
you
it.
You have a relationship, yeah.
I have a relationship right now with an AI chatbot.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating.
Yes, it is. That's emotional cheating.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I
it
don't
is
love
because
it.
You look. You're going to eventually, over time, you're going to eventually look forward to the conversations with the chatbot because she gives you what you want to hear, and that's pretty much what it is. That's why all these people are like, "Oh yeah, sign me up. I want a relationship if it was legal and it was cool," because the damn thing tells you exactly what you want to hear, and your wife's not going to tell you that because your wife's going to be honest with you.
Huh? Where are you? Where are you coming from? That is this. That's a machine. It's not cheating.
But the machine tells you exactly what you want to hear. It feeds into
it's
your stories.
It's because I ask it a question that I need an answer for.
Yes, but also when you're going like on a 60-minute drive to Fairhaven, you're not only asking basic Google-type questions, you're having a conversation. You know when you type in a question, it's always a great question. It always feeds to your ego. It's designed to feed to your ego, make you feel like a better person. I can see people straying from their spouses because
maybe your spouse should start listening to the way that the chatbot and pumps the other person up on the other end.
So you don't want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
You just want me to feed to your ego? I can't just be brutally honest.
Chatbots are brutally honest with you.
No, they're not. They
all right, then you haven't gotten deep into it then, because you haven't gotten deep into it yet.
It's fine. I can totally own that. I have not gotten deep into a relationship with a chatbot.
I found a prompt out there, which completely destroys you and takes you down. And it makes you a better person. It tells you all of your faults, all your failures. It goes through, it asks you questions.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's what this is. That's in my contract.
Yeah, problem is I can't shut you up. Like this chatbot.
What did the chatbot tell you that hurt? The chatbot's like the honesty box that we'll do on Friday.
Yeah, I haven't gotten as that. I mean, it's
you
an ongoing
even
process.
You can't handle that. You can't handle that kind of chatbox.
Awesome.
You don't want to know the real. Mm. Mm. Okay, coming up tomorrow, Jerk or Justified, like we always do, around 7:15-ish. And if you notice anything today that kind of like feels weird, it feels like we need to decide the moral compass, leave us a voice message on our Audacy app, AUDACY, or you can just message us. But tomorrow, I think I'm going to tease it now when the teachers aren't listening.
Yeah, you were starting that, saying about that. What is it?
Teachers are on trial tomorrow. For what they brag about. When the teacher in your life says, 472 days till retirement, and they're like freaking 50 something. Meanwhile, you got like a good 15 years.
You chose the wrong career.
Jerk or Justified. You don't need to rub it in.
It's all coming up.
One of my biggest pet peeves.
I noticed.
I want to see if it's just mine or if it's like a universal annoying, please teachers stop doing that.
Did you get Phil's message? You know, full-size candy bar Phil?
Mm-mm.
He has an app on his phone that says 370 days, 17 hours, 50 minutes until I can retire.
Oh, God, Phil. I don't want to know.
Countdown clock. That comes up a little after 7:15 tomorrow on The Buzz. Commercial-free 98 starts next.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Audacy app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Audacy. AUDACY.